what actual hole are people enjoying? That's what we're asking. Because somebody could be an ear fucker.
Sometimes you're in her vagina. Sometimes you're in her ass. Sometimes you're in her brother's ass.
It's but a hole is a hole.
Did you have a wet dream?
Yeah.
What?
It was bound to happen.
Dude. Buddy. Dude. I was. It's. Fuck. It's my fidget spinner.
When was it? Was it this morning?
No. It was 3 or 4 days ago. But dude.
Thoroughly?
I said 3 or 4 days ago. It was thorough.
You but came the words out of your brain.
But dude, that's how I felt. It was like bound to happen. I was kind of upset that it didn't happen. And I'm like, God doesn't want to fucking touch me.
Yeah. And what playoff game are we thinking about?
Dude, the second one.
Really?
The second one. It gives no fucking whatever. Specificity. No, dude, but what? That's actually a good question. What was I watching before? It was basketball. I don't remember. It was some fucking replay, obviously. Oh, it was the Lakers game. Like Lakers and
was kidding.
The last Lakers and dude, that's all I watch at night. It's like
To Luka?
No, he was out. I was either reading Tiger Woods' book or it doesn't matter. But here's the shit part. Here's the shit fuck part, guys. Is I do not remember what the fucking dream was. I just remember waking up and being so, like, you ever, like, take a melatonin for some reason, you wake up, and you're so, I had no idea what year it was. I didn't know where I fucking was. Yeah. I didn't know what city I was in.
Dude, 3 months of not nutting will do that to you.
Dude, it was just this moment of just, like, coming online.
Yo,
coming.
And did you wake up right after, or was it like a delayed thing?
No, I came, I think I felt like
recoil.
I came, but a little, but I like, I, at the, ta- I got the tail end of the orgasm. I didn't get the full one because I like woke up and I was like, ah! And I just like the tail end of it, but I didn't know what happened so much so that I literally thought I peed myself.
Mm.
I was like, oh, I fucking
pissed
my pants.
That's how much load it was.
Dude, it was so much that I had to clean my sheets. Like my duvet and my sheets. So I must have like come and then on my back. I don't know what happened because I sleep on my back. But I got a lot in the duvet and then some on the sheets.
Nothing like the Bellagio fountains, my boy. So you came just straight up?
Yeah,
you
it was on my
back.
I sleep on my back, yeah.
Just... like a coffin?
Literally like a vampire.
What do you do with your arms?
Like, I'm not joking, like a vampire. I put my arms like this. I swear to God, like just like fucking like this. Like this? Like this?
You're out the casket coming, title. That's yeah, crazy. And then just nut?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was nuts. Hey, but I did it. But this is the part that I don't understand. Because I got it on the sheets, like on my top sheet as well. So I don't know how
you were on the bottom?
Huh?
No.
Yeah, the sheet on the bottom.
On the top sheet?
So I got...
came through the blanket? Or did it hit the top and kind of like soak through?
No, I had boxers. So this is what happened.
Holy
let's
shit.
I know. Let's like FBI this. So, so I came in my boxers. So that's obviously how I got on the fucking duvet sheet. But I don't know how it got on the bottom sheet. But I had to do laundry. Like, it was so much I had to do laundry. And I'll sleep in my own cum. I don't really give a fuck. We've all slept in wet spots before. Who cares? Dude, when you come, the last thing you care about is sleeping in moisture.
Yeah.
Who cares? Kinda
nice.
It is nice.
It's a little tempered.
Oh, man.
So, you don't remember anything?
Dude.
Sexuality at all?
There is... I wish I remembered anything. I just remember darkness, and then I came online, and then the tail end of my cum. But what I don't understand is maybe I came twice because I don't understand how I got it on the duvet and the sheets, and I'm on my back. So maybe I
roll around at all.
I get, but I had to, I guess. The funny thing is, I got on the left side of me, and the funny thing is Gigi always sleeps to the right side of me. So thank God I didn't go to the right. Just Gigi soaked in my own semen.
Holy shit.
That's a terrible thought. It's a terrible, terrible thought.
Did you wake up feeling any different, better, relieved?
I woke up a little stressed because I didn't know what the fuck was happening. So I really didn't get to enjoy it at all.
I'm saying like in the morning.
Yeah, I felt a little floaty. I felt a little lighter. You know? I felt good. That's I made my coffee a little slower.
Hey,
you know?
That's great. That
like, meditation session that morning was great, though.
Post-nut meditation? PNM?
Dude, it was. You ever have one of those sessions? You're like, oh, I'm locked in. You ever have those sessions where, like, fucking brain's all over the goddamn place, you can't zone in, but then you have those good ones where you're like, oh, I'm fucking
crushing it.
Then you
calm the bad thoughts out. And you're like,
yeah. Come. Fuck. Maybe that's what they're saying.
Come. That's beautiful, man.
It was great.
It's just awesome to know that, like, I feel like the stigma of a wet dream is so, like, you know, when you're in high school, but, like,
yeah.
Dude, you can just be ripping life as a man and just nutting in your sleep.
Oh, dude.
It's refreshing to know.
It's really cool because why did God pick that moment to be like, here's a handy? It's also like, dude, how no friction I just came? That's what makes me think like, oh.
Ouija board.
No, maybe. Or that's maybe why I was on the bottom sheets. Because maybe I was fucking the mattress. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but maybe you, you woke up on your back.
I know. But maybe I fucked the mattress and I came and then
blanket.
I just...
I think you're a fucking blanket.
But how did I get it on the sheets? My thing is, what if I was fucking the mattress and then I came a little and then I went on my back and then I came on the sheets? That's the only thing that makes sense to me. It's like we're trying to figure out a murder.
Hmm.
I would have loved to get the CIA guys. CIA? What are they? CSI. Do a little fucking... you know, figure out. You know how you've seen like ballistics experts?
Who?
Yeah, like bullet experts.
That's what their name is?
Yeah,
ballistics.
Yeah. But chemistics expert come in there and be like, yo, how did you come? Where'd it go?
Yeah. That's why I always loved the show Room Raiders because they'd bust out the magnifying glass and also the blue light.
Yeah.
Man. He'd be like, why is your sink glowing?
My toothpaste.
Yeah.
Dude.
What's it called? You said a
ballistics.
I love when names are just like an extension of what that is.
I don't like anything about the language.
Yeah. It's so funny. Since I'm going to Japan next week, I've been like trying to look up how to say a bunch of shit. You say it in the accent because it doesn't come off in America. So you almost sound like you're making, it almost sounds like, I don't know if it's race. It almost sounds racist here to do, but if you do it there, it's like I looked up gluten-free. I don't know if there's, I can ask Chad or whatever.
In Japanese, you'd say gluten free.
So it is, but it's gluten free, but just hamming it up a little bit.
Yeah. Just having like so a samurai funny. Sword in the back.
Hey.
Yeah. Gluten free.
So yeah, I'm going to come back zenned out.
It is so funny because they all just speak English. You're fine. Hey, no, how you doing? They'll be like, hey, what's up?
But there is a lot of words that are like, I think it's like saying like, excuse me, or like, please, or like big, it's like big. It's like a whole, it's like multiple words to say like one word.
Say one word.
Like it'll be like, if here it's please, out there it'll be like, ba da ba 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 ba.
Goddamn.
This next ad is brought to you by GLD. Buying men's jewelry used to be a nightmare. It was all low quality junk that you couldn't be proud of or was insanely overpriced with ridiculous markups. That's why we rock GLD. They've changed the game. You're getting quality pieces that are built to last without breaking the bank. And unlike a lot of these other companies, GLD uses only real gold. None of that cheap stuff. Every single stone is meticulously hand-set. Their proprietary production process makes sure that you're getting the highest quality jewelry possible. You can see and feel the difference. They sent me some stuff. It's incredible. It's clean. It goes with any outfit. I love it on a date night because it's flashy, but it's subtle. But subtle, but flashy. Yes. It's like, oh, shit. All right, he humble with it tonight.
Yeah, but he got it.
But he got it.
He got it, but he humbled, dude. Yeah. That's what we freaking love it, dude. You know the feeling you get when you put on a freaking new tan, dude? It just hits different, dude. It elevates your whole freaking fit. So work hard and change the game. For limited time only, new customers are getting an insane deal. Use our code SOCKS to get 40% off at GLD.com.
GLD.com. That's 40% off with code SOCKS at GLD.com. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
There's a reason Justin Bieber and A$AP Rocky have been seen rocking some GLD. They also have custom pennants. So show up and get what you want made. Or MLB, WNBA, NBA, NCAA, MLS, DC Comics. They got chains and pennants across the board for your favorite teams and characters. The only time I've ever been abroad is in Spanish-speaking countries. So, well, it's not true. I went in France. What the fuck did they say?
The first time I went abroad, I was 16. Fucked abroad. I'm going to leave.
No, you can stay. Gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
Arigato. Arigato.
I have a few Japanese friends, and they always tell me that it is all about the pronunciation when it comes to saying like words in their language, because if you say it wrong, they like, or you say it more of like a Western way, they do not understand what the hell you're trying to say.
For real?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm nervous. To say it with like as accurate as possible.
Oh, dude, I'm deep in Japan talk right now, and it's that. You'll see a guy who looks like he's maybe from Memphis walking in. He's like, arigato. You have to hit him with that.
Dude, you got chat.
That was really good.
Arigato.
You have to hit the O like that?
Konnichiwa.
You have to hit it like that? Oh,
konnichiwa. Yeah, you got to hit him like that.
Konnichiwa. You have to hit the long one? Bah.
Because what am I going to say? Konnichiwa.
Yeah.
No, that's C. Then they'll be like, what the fuck you saying?
Yeah, that sounds like...
You know what's bullshit? Like, is you fucking get it. You get
what
it.
What is the equivalent of that here? If somebody goes, hello.
Yeah.
You go.
You hello? Said fucking hello. I hello? Let someone come in. Hello. You got it.
Okay, first of all.
No comment.
How do you say cake in Japanese? Kurisin-san, sore wa keiki da yo. Okay, sick. What about pancake? Pancake.
Pause real quick.
What about coffee?
Why is she talking like a fucking OF shit? What's happening?
No, that's how you have to
please
talk.
Please say pancake.
You have to.
Fucking pancake.
Where do you think like the anime voice comes from?
Yeah, it's real.
It's very like, pancake.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that's my white fucking. That's my white brain being like, oh, she's talking OF, like, but no, she's like, no, I'm talking Japan, but they took our shit to make it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, the fucking, what's the shit where they cross the eyes and put their tongue out and you definitely dreamed about it in your wet dream?
Ohigo. Ohigo.
Ohigo.
You knew that too quick.
Yeah, it's all, all this stems from like Japanese culture. Arigato.
Arigato.
It's kind of fun. You walk
it
in
is
and
fun.
You, just yell.
You know what?
That'd be like walking into 7-Eleven here and be like, hello.
That's so fun.
Arigato.
I mean, you get arrested immediately.
Konnichiwa. And they bow. They be fucking bowing. Like,
dude, I love awesome. That. Yeah. I love that.
I will say there's probably more. You don't tip out there.
Good. They don't
dude,
deserve
you might,
it.
You would probably love it out there. People bowing, and then when you bow, you can see their feet, no shoes.
And they go all sandals all the time.
You would love it.
Wow.
Arigato.
Arigato.
Arigato. I know. I need to load up like 5 banger verses just so I can get the ins in it. Ins of it.
Give me one more. Let's see.
Cake, cakey. Pancake, pancakey. Coffee, coffee. What about strawberry? Ichigo.
Ichigo.
It's not strawberry.
No, that's what? Pretty good.
Why?
Pause it. Ichigo.
This is funny as fuck. Ichigo.
But it's like you might, if you don't know, the chances are you could just riff it, and there is a chance you might be right. What about all?
That's fucking awesome. I would like a gun or shoot myself in the face.
That's a little more Indian. All right. Like.
Trevor, you gotta go to like a panty vending machine in Tokyo.
They Yo, have, what'd you say?
They have used panties in vending machines.
I'm going to throw up.
In a vending, they're used?
Yeah, they're used. They're like, you know, it's like, yeah. Oh. They're super sexual out there.
Well, how are they super sexual and they pixelate?
That is interesting. Maybe you got to be there. What if it's not pixelated when you're there?
I'm assuming it is.
I know, but like, what if? What if they censor it for the world, but once you're there?
Or reverse, what if you're there and you go to have sex with your girlfriend, pixelated?
Or you go to watch porn in Japan and everything is pixelated but the vagina.
That's pretty good too. But what if you took down your girlfriend's pants and panties and it was pixelated? What are you going to do? Look at it, open it up. Arigato!
Arigato, masai ma.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so hard for my brain to learn. It's like I can hit arigato and konnichiwa, but everything else, like they'll be like, this is how you say excuse me. And it's like, I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying that my 2 years of Spanish did anything in high school, but for me, it's been easier to pick up any Spanish. When I was in Spain, I was ripping. I was like,
really?
A little bit. And then when I was in Mexico for a wedding and I had like a drink at the airport and then got in the back of a taxi and she only spoke Spanish, I was pulling shit out from like, there's an era of like, and 2013 in high school. Ching.
Damn.
And but it'd be like, you know, she was like showing me like son, like boyfriend. I'm like, ooh, es bonita, amor, is the amor, es tu amor, and I'm like, where is this even coming from?
Yeah, I got nothing. I took French for so long, I literally have like 4 words, and I'm about to go to Paris. I'm gonna fucking bomb.
Have you learned? Because the one thing I'm seeing about with Japan, hold on. The one thing I'm seeing about with Japan is like, at least if you're trying to speak in the language, they like respect it. Mm-hmm. France is the same way. France is fucking, they'll look you dead in the eyes and be like, you speak our language. Do you got anything?
No. I don't have anything.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Okay.
All right. Je habite Los Angeles.
What does that mean?
I live in Los Angeles.
So you're saying Joel Embiid Los Angeles. Like, that'd be a great trade.
That would, honestly, yeah, good. Take him. This guy's fucking
what
broken.
Else you got?
I got,
can I show you this vending machine first?
Yes.
These top three craziest vending machines?
Yes.
Arigato!
Shinawa!
All right, so these are the top three craziest vending machines in Japan.
Yeah, they have vending machines everywhere.
Machines you will only find in Japan.
Shut
first,
up and get to it.
In Japan, there are insect vending machines. You can actually buy edible insects like beetles, crickets, and even scorpions. They're packaged like snacks and totally safe to eat.
You gotta try one of those.
Fuck no. I'd rather eat the used panties than that shit.
Next, in Japan, you can get a hot and fresh pizza from a vending machine. For just $8, this machine serves up a freshly cooked pizza, piping hot and ready in just 3 minutes. And yes, it's open 24/7.
Yeah,
and
I mean, finally,
wait, what? A vending machine's gonna close? Fuck you talking about this idiot.
Here's the best one.
Arigato! Sorry.
I want to do a video where it's like I eat only Japanese like vending machines for a day. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Wow, yeah.
Also, I'm gluten free. I'm gonna get gluten free. Dude, I'm gonna get destroyed out there.
Would you rather eat the bugs or gluten free?
What?
Would you rather eat the bugs or the gluten pizza?
Fucking gluten pizza. Are you kidding me?
I'd rather literally eat the panties than the bugs.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty cooked out there. I've been like bookmarking some shit.
I don't think you. Well, I mean, if you.
What a soy. Rice and meat, I'm great with.
I know you're great with meat.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Shopify. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the freaking U.S. Names like Gymshark and Allbirds to brands just getting started. Ever thought about starting your own business, huh? Have you? Shopify makes it insanely easy, okay? You can just launch your own online store with hundreds of easy-to-use templates that actually look professional and match your brand's vibe right out of the gate. And the best part? Shopify has AI tools built directly into the platform. So whether you need product descriptions, page headlines, or even help enhancing your product photos, Shopify does the heavy lifting for you, okay? You don't need a giant marketing team either. Shopify lets you create email campaigns and social media ads all in one place, helping you reach customers wherever they're freaking scrolling. Plus, Shopify handles the stuff nobody wants to deal with. Inventory, payments, shipping, returns, analytics. It's all built into one platform. So you're not juggling five different freaking websites trying to run your business. And you've definitely seen that purple Shop Pay button before. It's trusted by millions of businesses worldwide and powers the best converting checkout on the planet. That means fewer abandoned carts and more sales. And if you get stuck, Shopify award-winning 24-hour customer service is always there to help. All right, it's time to turn those what-ifs into cha-ching Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/socks. Go to shopify.com/socks. That is shopify.com/socks.
Goddamn.
Is that a gay joke?
No.
But why does that seem okay to do?
It's not okay to do.
But when I'm there, I can be like, arigato! And like,
I literally don't think you can, man.
Why? Why? Dude, but that's like this, a Japanese guy going, dude, literally hear Oscar Mayer and be like, hello! That's not making fun of us.
Dude, if a Japanese dude walked into fucking TGI Fridays and
this
goes,
sounds like a joke.
Hello! Everyone would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Guys, dude, are you giving me a serious answer? TJ Maxx? TJ Maxx, you switched the place.
You would
TJ Fridays.
You think that guy's jolly?
Yeah, I don't
know. No, think about
arigato!
This. A crowded Starbucks. No, motherfucker opens the door and goes, hello! Everyone's cool. That guy has a bomb. Let's get out of here.
I think we love him.
No.
Someone's buying his coffee.
Fuck hello. Here. Right, like, you just think he just cracked. He probably had a wet dream.
You guys are crazy. I would immediately be like, this guy's insane. This guy's insane. Clearly don't want him in his place.
So me yelling arigato.
Yes.
At a 7-Eleven, top of my lungs, in Japan. That's insane?
Yes.
I also feel they don't yell. Dude, it's so polite out there.
They're I like, would love it. That's what you're getting to, right?
Yeah.
I would love it.
Well, there's so much structure there. It's like, you know what I really appreciate? I think, I hope I will appreciate when I'm out there, is people are so aware of their surroundings versus like, so they all put their backpacks on their chest when they get on the train, so they take a minimal space so they're not whacking somebody with their backpack.
Yeah.
They all... single file on elevators, and it's like certain cities you stand on the left, certain cities you stand on the right. They don't walk and eat. It's like you get your food and you sit down, and it's the structure and the shoes off. I mean, buddy, you could toast a strudel them bitches.
Hey, yo.
So I think the awareness of people, I know I'll really like, and I think you'll really like it, just because like motherfuckers in goddamn LAX are just all of a sudden in the airport, they're walking, and then they're like, what if I did a U-turn right here? What if I pulled up to see where the Cinnabon is in the middle?
Yeah. Also get on the right fucking side of the street. It makes me insane.
Dude, have you guys seen the insane JP Morgan lawsuit that's been
viral? Yeah,
what's that?
So this guy is claiming that his boss turned him into a sex slave.
I saw that.
Maybe I didn't see this.
He's claiming that she basically turned him into a sex slave.
Wait, who's the boss? Who's the sex slave?
The man is the sex slave.
Whoa.
The boss is the woman, yeah.
Hey, yo.
So.
Feminism.
Send me a resume.
So allegedly, he's saying that she has been drugging him, humiliating him with racist insults, and threatening his career if he didn't comply sexually. The lawsuit blew up online because of the crazy alleged quotes like, I bet your little Asian fish head wife doesn't have cannons like these.
Okay, yo, I saw a tweet about where they said, where they quoted the fish head thing. And they were like, they quoted it and was like, imagine not knowing what's going on and seeing this tweet first thing in the morning. And well, I didn't. I had no idea.
Was it like a text?
No, this is in person. And this is all in the documented lawsuit.
No, but what I'm saying is like, was that pulled from a text?
No, that's something she said to him in the office.
I don't like that. You just said it. Oh, I just remember what she said.
Wait. What was the quote?
I know that is the thing. Yeah.
What was the quote?
My man got caught cheating, and then he's fucking fabricating this whole thing because his fish head wife is upset.
Can I see a photo of the wife?
Yeah.
She looks like a SpongeBob character.
I don't know.
Or whoever was called the fish head. Also, no, is that a derogatory term?
I honestly don't think we can keep
it. I don't think I can find him, but...
They said that about him?
No, she said that about his wife.
Oh, because he looks like it.
Yeah. Does, honestly. And maybe that's where it's coming from. He's making these things up to
because that's probably what it is. But
let me keep reading.
But let's not victim blame. Let's leave some room that he might be telling the truth.
Well, some other things that he was called, my little brown boy, a boy toy.
Yo, fuck.
I want to see what
further complaints where she told him, I fucking own you, and threatened his career with statements like, if you don't fuck my brains out tonight, I'm going to sabotage your promotion.
Damn, dick down for promotion.
So recently the story took a huge turn where JP Morgan investigated internally and said they found no evidence supporting this claim. It turns out that he wasn't even like directly reporting to her.
What?
Yeah.
So he's just an insane
person. This is a Jesse Smollett type thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Now people.
So he riffed the word fish?
Yeah. So he just, that's what he wants to call his wife, but he doesn't have balls to do it.
What the hell?
So sorry, keep going, Jack?
Yes, but now another crazy twist is the reporter said JP Morgan actually offered the guy $1 million in settlement to avoid like this becoming public.
Is this the new, and again, this is murky water, so I don't want to, I'm just spitballing here. I don't actually know anything about fuck. Is this the new like, let's get my uncle's severed thumb and put it in Chili's and then sue Chili's for putting a thumb in my chili.
Yeah. But
Like, is this like this bitch? And then they're like, hey, here's $1 million if you shut up.
Listen, pun intended, this smells a little fishy. It does. It really
I'm Long John Silver's.
But it does. It does. It smells like this actually happened and JP Morgan quote unquote did an internal investigation.
Yes, it looks awful if it's coming from a female.
Awful. Because if she's from him. Yeah, if she's an executive and she's doing this, it looks awful. So they did an internal review, whatever the fuck that means. They probably found some substance and they're like, oh, we'll give you $1 million and never releases. Buddy, we're all just trying to get fucked. They're shutting down Spirit Airlines. No one knows what's happening.
So apparently, he turned that down. He turned the $1 million
down. Yeah, because it really happened.
And now he's asking for $12 million.
Well, that was the lawyer in his ear being like, we can get bigger.
Yeah, it was Morgan and Morgan. Two ears.
So now everyone's confused. Is this real or not? Because now he's asking for more money.
Well, it's already public, so...
Well,
yeah, you're right. You're right, dude. If he's asking for more money, there's probably some validity. Because if there's nothing, he wouldn't be asking for money. Yo, that means there's some truth to this, which also means that this is what I think. Ready? This is what I think. This is what they always fucking do to us. They go to the extreme end of a story. They go, this is crazy. Look at all this craziness. And then underneath, there's truth. So all this, oh my God, he fish head. Oh, I fucking sucked her dick on Tuesday. There's probably shit underneath that she probably had a relationship with him, maybe did some shit like get into a cage, whatever, whatever. But they're making it so crazy. So then people like us are like, whoa, did this happen? This is insane. But there is some truth underneath. Am I cooking or do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Late on Oprah, Coldplay.
Late on Oprah, Coldplay. What?
Coldplay thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's there, she's making it, she's trying to make clear this up clear up her name. Yeah, he's trying to clear, because he probably got caught from his wife.
Well, yes, but
his fishhead wife.
Jesus.
Oh, and it was like she was forcing me to bang.
But yes.
Dudes ain't shit. Actually, I don't know. I don't know if he actually did.
But here's the thing.
Touched by her, so I retract.
Here's my feel on this. I know. Just let me walk you through my idea. This feels like the Epstein list to me. This feels like, let's release the most insane information from all angles, so no one knows what the actual truth is. So people get bombarded with all this shit, but there's truth underneath. But you look at all these fucking fireworks and no one's looking underneath.
Isn't it crazy the files are just out?
They've been out.
I know, but like, you think they'd be on every TV globally.
But they did. I watched a fucking clip about this FBI guy being like, this is a tactic that they use.
Wait, that's what I was trying to find. John Carrico. He's ex-CIA
And when he said, I go, dude, this makes so much fucking truth. It's just so much sense. Because they release all this crazy, chaotic information. And it's so insane that you go, at some point you go, okay, I don't even know what's the truth anymore. I don't know what's up. I don't know what's up, down, left, right.
Bitcoin,
exactly. And then you eventually just go, okay, this is crazy. I don't care anymore.
Fatigue,
exactly.
They should do it like the draft.
Go ahead.
They say each person who was on it like one a day.
Oh, yeah. Who would be the top draft pick?
Well, not draft pick, but they should release names on it. Like per day. Like, there should be a verified Epstein account who's like, and the next guy that was on the island was Jackie Chan. And everyone's like, what?
Yo,
I didn't see that.
I said Alligato with him before.
Yeah, and then the next day they're like Chris Tucker. You're like, they went together.
That's why they're in the Rush Hour.
If we lived in a real society, it would be like that.
But wouldn't that be more fun?
Yeah.
But that'd be too digestible to the
That's
common
too
folk.
Digestible.
So they have to be like, here's 500 pages.
Yep.
It's all blacked out. And he loved Whitney Cummings. Like, what?
I mean, the last name makes sense. Jokes. Goddamn. Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at DraftKings. Switch up the way you play slots with new flex spins on Golden Nugget Online Casino. Now you can earn and redeem spins on the slots you actually want to play. Okay, new Golden Nugget players get 500 flex spins on your choice of over 100 slots. Just play $5 to unlock 50 spins a freaking day for 10 days. Use your flex spins across a variety of popular slots like Huff and More Puff, Cash, Eruption, Cleopatra, and more. The choice is
yours. Download the app today and sign up with our code STIFFSOCKS to make any moment golden. In partnership with Golden Nugget Online Casino, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Non-withdrawable spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days. Valid for select games only and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at goldennuggetcasino.com/promos. Ends June 28th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time.
Goddamn.
Yeah, but they go, no, they ate people. Pizza's real. Oh, my God. Bill Clinton and fucking. Oh, blah, blah. There's so much fucking information. It's so insane.
So in some sick-minded way.
Go ahead.
Fellas.
Uh-oh.
Don't do this. If you're going to cheat, add details. Yeah, babe, I cheated, but like, what's going on with the war? And then it's like the oil prices are so crazy, and my cousin just got pregnant, and she's like only 22, but like she's going to law school and med school.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And they got, and Jacob Elordi's in a new movie.
I think.
So what I cheated, but like it's just it's like Barry Keoghan Hogan was addicted to Adderall. It's just like I just can't even watch any, you know. And the Lakers.
But here's maybe. The one-to-one would be, yes, I cheated, but I was eating babies while I cheated. Also, your cousin was involved in the cheating. Also, your mom videotaped me. There's a videotape somewhere. And your dad was there, too. Your dad cut his own dick off and ate it and put it into a soup.
Kielbasa.
Yeah, kielbasa. And then all... That's a title. And also your entire team that works at Hertz, they were all there, too. They videotaped it, and now there's sketch artists and there's sketches there, too. And your girlfriend's like, what the fuck is happening?
And the big arch is back.
Correct. And your girlfriend's like, there's too much here. Let's just be together.
Oh, wow.
Did you find the clip, Jack?
Cool. No, sorry. I think it's called Flood the Zone is a political strategy in which political...
Flood the Zone, yes.
Yeah, all right. Let me try to find...
Yeah, Flood the Zone, dude. Honestly, that's what it is.
It makes sense.
It does.
If somebody sends you a one-page contract, you're reading everything. They send you a 400-page contract, you're like, where's the last page?
Doc, you signed something.
Dude, I had to print some out today.
Print something out.
God, I literally was like, can I? I would rather drive 30 minutes to, because I need to sign some tax form.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the tax guy's office is like, you know, 20 minutes from me. I'm like, dude, yeah. I would rather drive 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back to sign something physically than to figure out how the fuck my printer works.
Oh yeah,
fucking dumbass. Shit. Every time it'll, I don't even know, dude. It's like a new printer every single time. I have to like unplug it and finger the back end and Bluetooth
finger
connect.
The back end.
Oh yeah, because sometimes you have to like it won't print from my desktop, but sometimes if I through the app on my phone, like
yeah, the phone always works so much better. I have no idea why,
dude. If they just.
I have a business center at my apartment complex. It's like probably my second favorite thing.
And it's easy to print?
Buddy, it's you walk down there, you connect to the Wi-Fi, it connects immediately, you just hit print and it does it.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Printing can be so simple, or you're like, I spent an hour to print this.
Oh yeah.
There seems to be a cord that plugs into a laptop, you plug it into the computer, and then you just, the laptop to the printer, and then you just slide it over, like an AirDrop feature.
Yes.
What the fuck? Why does an app have a printer?
I don't know, dude, but there's so many times WME will be like, hey, this contract's in. Do you mind if I sign for you? I go, yeah, do it. Why can't just that be it? Just, you know what my signature
looks like. They don't take DocuSign. Why?
So what, just human paper is better than so how come
more
sometimes-
More authentic.
But how come sometimes DocuSign's okay and then sometimes it's not? What the fuck is that? I've signed DocuSign papers with taxes. I don't fucking know what's happening, dude. It doesn't matter. Spirit Airlines is the first domino.
Yes, that's what we were trying to get.
I saw a photo that United Airlines is already using Spirit's like spaces and gates.
Already,
mm-hmm.
Dude, that's fucked. That's like breaking up and your girlfriend goes, "I already been on a date." You're like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah,
my pussy's still warm.
Do you think someone will buy the planes, or do they just sit there forever?
Oh shit, bro! But get those at an auction. Park it out front.
There was no one that wanted to help them out.
There was.
You want to?
Oh, and the government didn't approve it or some shit?
That's why the conspiracy theories can get where they go.
So where's Frontier at? Is Frontier stoked?
They're tripping.
They're the one that's getting most fucked. Because now their prices are going, because they're the affordable one now.
Yeah.
I mean, people-wise, they're getting fucked.
Because now both Spirit and Frontier people are going to Frontier. Those prices get raised.
Business is booming.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, yeah.
And dude, but where a lot of people lost their jobs, too.
I know what I was going to say. I was going to say, where do all the pilots go? Where do all the fucking stewardesses go? Honestly, I'm going to be honest. All the stewardesses need to find new jobs anyways. They just were so mad all the time.
On Spirit?
Yeah.
I did learn that stewardess, their job...
John Stewardess?
Their job titles are only by how long they've been working there. So the only way to go up in rank is by years.
Not even if you're good or not?
No.
Oh, well, no, that makes sense. Oh, at Spirit or everywhere?
At all, what are they called? Flight attendants.
Airlines?
Airlines, because there's no way to figure out, because they all kind of do the same thing. So there's no like, promotion-wise.
Right.
There should be. Sometimes they're so nice.
So good.
Yes, but if you lose your airline, you lose all your credibility and you have to start at another airline.
Oh, yo! So on the bottom.
People stick with that bitch for life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Well,
some probably pay better than others from the jump, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think it's harder to get into American than it is Spirit. But that's why, like.
Well, what's going on with Southwest stewardesses? They literally dress like NASCAR, like pit bosses. Like, they're in shorts and a polo, and they're never young.
I just love that they changed their seating.
Really? People hate it.
I love it.
It actually happened.
Give me the regular shit. Yeah, it happened. Give me a fucking seat. That's it.
It's nice. It takes away from the anxiety. Because I like to get there last second.
Yeah, I don't.
This bitch, you got to line up like you're about to go on the fucking Matterhorn.
It's better, though. It's better. I want to see what the fallout is going to be with some Spirit Airlines shit.
All right, Trev, since you're going to Japan, I wanted to tell you some Japanese facts.
Mm.
Oh.
All right, so sleeping on the job is respected, and it shows you are working yourself to exhaustion.
Yo.
I don't know, man. If I walked in this podcast studio and saw you sleeping, I'd be like, man, get the fuck up.
Yeah, I'd be like, alagato, you're fired.
Yeah, how many people do you think take advantage of that?
But I think that's the culture. I don't think they do.
Wow.
Yeah, because the culture generally is about working really hard. So that's truth. In this culture, I mean, people will be sleeping every second every day. That's why we don't produce anything but culture. We don't do anything. This country produces nothing but coolness, which runs a lot. What was the last thing we invented? America.
Big arch.
There you go. But see, we try to kill our people. That's our inventions. Poison. Great. I'm going to be honest, dude. I would love a big arch right now.
What are some of the other ones?
So farmers grow square watermelons in glass cases so they fit perfectly in refrigerators.
I'm sorry, what? This can't be real.
That's genius.
Okay, this one's crazy. There are almost no public trash cans, yet the streets are spotless. Yep. Everyone carries their own trash home.
I've been seeing this. So everybody recommends you bring like a little like duffel bag or like a small bag. You know how people walk in their dog shit all day?
Yeah.
That's going to be me with 7-Eleven wrappers.
So
that's amazing.
So you just have a separate like Trader Joe's bag and you just throw
damn near. Yeah, you have like a backpack and then like where the water bottle goes, you put your shit in there. You can throw away trash where you bought it from. Hence, if you buy food from a 7-Eleven, which is where very popular, that and like Food Mart.
Arigato.
You can like throw it away if you eat out front and then you can like walk in and throw it away. But if you got food from somewhere else, it's frowned upon to throw that away at like a 7-Eleven.
What? So if you bought it at like a Subway and you see like a McDonald's, it's the people are like, no, you can't throw it away.
I think you can, but like they might.
Wow. So are you just going to buy like a separate backpack?
Buddy, I have no idea. I'm just going to stuff my pants with shit.
Start a trash can business. Just stand out there and.
Yo.
Make it TikTok.
With a
basketball hoop and then you have a trash can on your waist. People can shoot it at you.
Yeah. Wow. And then the only way you can shoot at me is if you Venmo me.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, I'm learning so much about this place because you like one Japan like travel style video.
Oh,
my whole feed is this.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Here's the five best apps you need. There's an app to show you where public bathrooms are. It's called Flush. Promo code SHIT12. But yeah, because there's not a lot of like public bathrooms. So you have to go on an app and be like, okay, just go here, and then it goes into your Apple Maps or your Google Map, whatever. Then it's like 8 minute walk to piss.
So, are the lines out the fucking yin yang to piss?
I don't think you can say that.
Twins.
Guys.
Zoom in on him.
Goddamn.
This next ad is brought to you by Quince. This time of year always makes me rethink what's in my closet. You.
Dude. How are you doing? I'm Michael. I'm a really big fan of yours. Hey. Do you want to like maybe do a podcast together?
Yeah, only if we can do Quince ad reads. I'm trying to keep fewer things, but the better ones, pieces that are well-made and easy to wear all the time. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. The fabrics feel elevated, the fits are thoughtful, and the pricing actually makes sense. Let me tell you something.
What?
I was doing a little browsing before going to Music Festival Coachella, and I said, what do guys wear? And I was swiping through like a carousel. Literally, I think the first thing, some nice lady, attractive lady was like, this is what my man is wearing, and it was Quince. I swear, he was wearing Quince for like Coachella, for like the nice weather warming up. But I also was looking at Quince.com. Everything on there is year round. You could get a little bit of it's a little chilly at night, but hot in the day. What do we got? Quince.
Quince fulfills every need you need in your freaking fashion closet. I love it. Mr. Wallace loves it, dude. The best part is their prices are 50 to 60% less than similar brands. How? I'll tell you, dude. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the freaking middleman, okay? So you're paying for quality, not brand markup. Everything is designed to last and make getting dressed easy. So refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. Go to quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/stiffsocks.
Goddamn.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff like that. They're very...
But are there like long lines? Then, I guess...
Is there anything... So going back to the trash can thing, is there anything more infuriating when you're in traffic and someone throws a wrapper out?
No, there's not. There's really not. This is not fucking Mario Kart. Just, no laughs.
It just feels,
but this is not Mario Kart.
Oh, banana.
I allow that. If it's a fruit... If it's fruit,
decomposable.
If it's biodegradable, is what he meant to say. If it's biodegradable, then it's fine. But also, what's biodegradable at this point? Nobody fucking knows. Sometimes I'm like, I'm about to throw a banana peel. I'm like, fuck, dude, I literally don't know.
If somebody slips on it?
Exactly. Then we're playing Donkey Kong.
Yeah, there's a lot of those rules. Is there more?
So there are over 300 flavors of Kit Kats in Japan.
Dude, can you, Trev, I don't ask you for much.
I'll bring some.
Thank you. Dude, but can you please,
get the keto ones?
Fuck my diet for these. Can you, the green tea, the matcha, the green tea ones, I forget, the green ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you, and the green ones, and then the strawberry ones. Can you please bring those back?
Absolutely.
Yes, dude. They're so fucking good, bro. A whole
haul, a little mukbang type thing.
Oh, bring them all back.
So yeah, I'll bring all this, but yeah, I think it's the most polite country in the world. It's got to be. There is an order and everybody follows it. Here, I mean, imagine telling somebody you can't throw your trash right here. They'd be like, cool, it's on the ground.
Well, I think they would do it more. If there was a sign that says don't throw your trash down, I think it would be more. Because every time I see a sign that says don't curb your dog, whatever. First of all, get better wording. I hate that wording. Don't curb your dog. What's even happening? But don't curb. I see more piss and shit there than I do any other place.
Yeah, don't curb your dog. Curb your enthusiasm.
That's a show. Larry David.
I'm going to Japan. You're going to Paris? And where has your girlfriend been this whole time?
She has been, she's in Greece currently.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, fuck. She's in London currently. She was just in Greece and then in Switzerland.
So is she's in places where they don't speak a whole lot of English?
No, they speak English everywhere.
Right, but like that's not the first language?
All the first language. No.
Greece?
No. Greece, no, but they all speak English.
Right, okay. So she's not...
No, there's no problems.
Are you going to speak some France?
No, zero.
Really?
I don't speak it. I'm not going
to
try.
But you're not gonna, you have to. Mm-mm. You got to give in to them. Dude, it's like you let your guard down by immediately hitting the opening line with their language. I think they're immediately like, he's trying.
Yeah,
it's funny because you do a line, you say their first line, they're like local. And then the next sentence is, do you guys do Crunchwrap Supremes? Arigato. Do you guys sell Mountain Dew?
I will not try one time.
Paris? No.
And, no. Bonjour? And they'll be fine. Dude,
come on.
They'll be fine.
So you're going to walk into a French bakery and be like, hello, may I do the croissant?
You're right.
You're not going to go, bonjour,
croissant? Let me get real for a second. I'll probably hit him with a bonjour. Yeah. Bonjour.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like.
Hitting the first one out loud is nerve-wracking, though.
Oh, yeah, because I always feel. Dude, when I was.
They say it to you, and you're like, which one's hello? And you're like,
konnichiwa. Oh, arigato. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm going to hit him with a bonjour.
Bonjour.
But I get, I mean, because I feel like it's the same way when people come here and they try, and their accent's so thick, it's like, it's nice that they're trying, but like, I'm just coming in with a thick-ass American accent, which I guess it's fine. I don't know. But I might hit him with the bonjour. But past that, I'm not going to try to fucking do this.
Let me hear your best bonjour and then ask for a croissant.
Okay. Bonjour.
Oh, it's tough.
Really?
Yeah. It's too enunciated. You got a bonjour. It's a haw.
Oh, okay. I'm good at that.
Bon, hey.
Hey, dick. Dick
suck your own dick. Wet
bonjour.
Drink. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Croissant.
Bonjour. Bread, bitch.
Could I say something?
Yes.
Sure.
So I heard that in France, they hate if you say bonjour because then they start speaking French.
It's a waste of words.
And they're like, why? So you're speaking to me in my language and you don't know anything else but bonjour?
Dude, I hate French people already.
Yeah, they're the worst for tourists.
This is crazy. Dude, you think I'm going to come back with stories of 19 dude, flights.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
give me one they, piece of sass, you fucks. Dude, the second you find fucking out
you're
fucks.
Not French, they literally treat you like you're invisible. Like, they'll just cut you in line.
No, they won't.
Bonjour, Pepe Le Pew.
No, they won't.
They will. It happened they to me. They will not. Happened well, me. I'm in line.
They're going to fucking cut me in line. No, I'm American. Your shit fucking fuck country.
Yeah, this is an away game for you.
I don't give a fuck. You build one metal cock and you think you're better than me?
They build a metal cock?
Eh, the fucking Eiffel Tower looks like a fucking cock.
Mm.
I don't care. Don't cut me in line just because I'm literally helping your fucking economy. Your fucking struggling economy. I'm helping it. You're welcome. You're welcome. Fucking GDP, $12. Gives a shit.
Bonjour, croissant.
Fucking bomb this piece bonjour, of shit bonjour. Place. Jean-Claude I'm already croissant. Mad. I'm already mad.
Yeah, dude, you're going to come back.
Don't cut me in line,
they're
dude.
The most combative country, I think, towards tourists.
Don't do it.
Buddy, they're going to.
Cool. They're not going to like it. I'm going to yell.
So horrible.
Whatever. I'll be fine.
You can smoke cigarettes indoors.
Sir. Oh,
sorry, cigar.
I'm going to be smoking fucking cigars. Dude, I need to relax. I'm going to be fine. If people come in line, fucking come in line. I don't care. I'm on fucking vacation.
Yeah, they're French.
I haven't been on like a vacation where like, I mean, you already know this, but like content is going to be locked tonight. I'm going to have it on fucking drafts. I'm going to think about work zero times. I'm going to be so fucking happy.
And you know
happy.
What? Even if you didn't post when you were gone, you're still fine.
Yeah, you're right.
There's still shit cooking from months ago.
You're right.
And you're going to be post-nutted up.
Oh.
Yo.
Bro, your phone isn't even going to work. It's going to be stuck to the bed.
Dude, I'm going to have to put a fucking OtterBox on my phone so it works. Dude. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be... There's like plans being made, and I'm like, what do you mean plans?
Wait. Oh.
What plans?
I thought you were
talking like butt plugs.
Yeah. No, we're not leaving the hotel. I thought you were talking
that Eiffel Tower somewhere else.
Like, we can't leave the hotel for at least 36 hours.
Okay, walking through the first day, what time do you land? What time do you guys, like, is she picking up from the airport or are you just like?
I'm meeting her at the hotel.
Okay, and what time are you getting in?
I don't know. I'm not good with time differences. I honestly don't know when I get in. I think I get in like around noon, Perry time. But I don't know what that is in my head.
That's penis time. Yeah, but so you just gonna go straight to the hotel and then.
I mean, we're probably gonna like lovingly embrace for a while. Like I haven't seen her though, like in 3 months.
And what does that look like?
I mean, we're probably just gonna hold each other really, really like romantically and share intimate moments. And then maybe that might lead to whatever. But like, imagine like not seeing your girlfriend for 3 months. Like, it's just like. Yeah, it's like coming back from war. It's not the same thing. I understand she was just in fucking Europe. But like, it's like coming back from war, you know? I'm just like excited to like touch her. Like, and not even like in a sexual way. I'm sitting. No one knows what no one wants to be on board with it. Everyone wants to call me gay right now.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I hear you.
You know?
It's just...
Physically having held, like, I don't even know, you know? I want to do weird things like smell her hair, you know? Like, just fucking...
It's honestly pretty normal for the other things that are going to happen later.
Of course. Of course.
Smell her hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, just mean a BDSM suit. You won't be able to smell it.
But you know what would be fun? I actually thought about it. I might run it by her. To go to like a sex store when we're there.
Mm.
That's like a fun, you know, little hot thing to do. Like maybe after dinner.
Dude, I'm telling you, I went in one as a meme in Paris and they have.
Like, oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
They had like literally butt plugs and dildos that were shaped like the Eiffel Tower. Isn't that funny?
That's funny.
Do you think they have that at the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, where the fucking, where the things just look curved?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. Yeah, 100%.
Isn't that funny? It's like the most iconic thing they have. And somebody's like, what if you jam it in their ass?
You know what's also funny? Yes. But you know what's also funny? It's like, that's also from France.
Butt plugs?
Maybe. No, but the Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower and the Statue of Liberty, both France. Mm-hmm. France gave it to us. Why did they give it to us again?
Trying to hit it.
They're like, hey, take this lady. For what? Lady Liberty. The idea of like freedom? I don't know. I don't. Why did they fucking give it to us? What a great gift.
Yeah, you know, we really liked it.
We loved it. It like symbolizes America.
We're like, we are never getting rid of this.
We love it. Dude, that's what, well, again, I don't even want to say that out loud. Yeah. There's a bombing. We'd be fucking furious about that. Can't even replace that.
If they bombed that?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody lives there, so I feel like we'd be like, thank God that versus a tower.
Yeah, I guess. But that fucking, dude, that's like not replaceable. I guess the towers aren't replaceable. This is a horrible take, guys. I understand. I understand it's a horrible take.
I was wondering why they never just built two towers again. Okay. Why'd they combine them into one?
I don't know anything. I don't know most stuff. I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Like, make it big.
They already had the foundation for two.
Let me give you an example that might equate to your fatherly brain. There was a house in our neighborhood we would always teepee. We would teepee it. They would clean it up. The second they clean it up, we would teepee it again. Do you understand?
Yo.
Do you understand that if we rebuilt it, don't you think they'd run the two-pee back?
Dude, I will say this.
Don't you think they would go for a refill?
I will say this, though. Think about being the dad of that house.
What house?
You finally clean it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and they do it. Dude, kids. I am shooting people.
But here's the thing. I just wouldn't clean it up, and they'd be like, oh.
Yeah, but then your house looks like shit.
It's...
Yeah. You ever been involved in a toilet? Like, there was a, like, have
been
you
been involved?
Like, but you know what I mean? Have your house ever been toilet papered, TP'd, whatever the fuck?
One time I TP'd my house to make it look like the guy's house down the street wasn't me. I just smollied myself.
Wow. Wow.
To be they're getting everybody. Just these random two houses out of like 30.
It's just like one toilet paper thing of everything? Whoa, it's crazy.
They probably didn't even see it.
Dude, well, you know what's funny is, I don't think anyone in my high school did it, but like you were sort of like the cool kid if you got your thing toilet paper. Like all the cool kids were all like toilet paper each other's houses. So if you didn't have your house toilet paper, it was almost like, oh, fuck, I ain't
really?
Shit. Yeah, because it was like the core like popular group would like TP each other's shit. So then you would like, there'd be people that would be literally upset they didn't get TP'd. It's like when people get punked. It's like if you didn't get punked, then you know that you're not like a famous person.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by Factor Meals, baby. We all know we love Factor here at Sif Socks because there's nothing. I mean, I literally ran into this today. I was going from one place to another and I'm like trying to eat food in the car. I'm stopping. I'm picking up food. That takes 20 minutes and you're eating it. All of this would have been resolved if I was leaving from my house this morning where I could have just had a Factor meal. Fresh, never frozen, 2 minutes in the microwave. And you can just throw it away after. Not the food, but the tray. It's designed for people when you're hungry and you're exhausted and you want food ASAP. There is nothing faster and better for you than Factor.
And let me tell you something, guys. Factor has meals built around your goals, dude. Whether that's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, or GLP-1 support for strength and workout recovery, check out Factor's Muscle Pro Collection, which I just got because I'm trying to get a little beefier and I don't know anything about nutrition.
nutrition. Do you know who knows about nutrition? Factor. Factor, Factor. Dude, again, ready in 2 minutes. Factor shops, preps, cooked, and delivers straight to your freaking door so you have more time for everything you love this spring, okay? I hate grocery stores. I hate making food. I hate all of that. I hate it. I hate being hungry, to be honest, but now Factor's got me fully covered. So head to factormeals.com/socks50off and use code socks50off to get, you guessed it, 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only while supplies last until 9/27/2026. See website for more details.
Plus, they also have ready-to-eat salads with fiber ingredients like elote corn and miso edamame, plus 70 add-ons to round out your nutrition, from green juices to peanut butter energy bites.
Did you see Cam Newton ask Ray J if he's gay?
Yep. Mm-mm. But I want to see it again.
No.
It's also funny that Cam Newton just made his set exactly like Shannon Sharp set.
Who was first?
Shannon Sharp. Mm. And then all of a sudden Cam Newton was like, you know what? I want brown leather chair. Like, he made it exactly the same.
I'm like, bro. I'm like, I want to take a shower with y'all niggas too.
Here we go.
They're like, yo.
Hold on. What's your sexuality?
Just ask me about Amber.
I'm asking.
I have shout out to the Gagency. I shouted out to the Gagency. Actually, the Gagency's here. Dumpin' D, The Rod. They're the CEO.
Do you play both ways?
Come on, bro. I ain't never played both ways.
Okay. I think that's important to mention, because
really.
When you say you want to shower with another man.
Think about it like this. People's sexuality. Why does that matter?
It's not. That's
then
what
why ask the question?
Because it's just like the question that I asked in regards to you saying that you're not a brother.
No, not you.
Okay.
I'm talking about in general. Like, why ask the question of what actual hole are people enjoying? That's what we're asking. Because somebody could be an ear fucker.
Sometimes you're in her vagina. Sometimes you're in her ass. Sometimes you're in her brother's ass.
It's
but a hole is a hole.
What is a hole? Scientifically, what is a
Dude,
hole?
This
is there any difference?
Hilarious. Like, I feel like, I think it's the more you explain, the more you are that.
Correct.
Like, if he was just like, oh, yeah, no, I like women. But the fact that he's like, well, you know, sometimes you get a 360 effect of the world and sometimes you find yourself in a hole. Everybody got holes. Women have holes.
And men. And honestly, scientifically, men, if you think about it, the feeling of a hole, what's the difference?
I'm saying.
So why are you asking me that question?
I'm looking at a photo of a girl on my phone of a woman, yep. But I'm in a dude's ass.
What does that matter?
It's like you're in a movie.
Exactly.
I'm watching a guy drive a car. Am I in the car? Could be.
Could be. And who's driving?
4D.
And who's driving?
And who's driving?
Am I in the back seat or the front seat?
I'm in the back door. I'm
exactly.
Fucking a dude's ass.
And it might be a woman's ass.
And one day, yeah, because that dude
correct.
Could one day become a woman.
Exactly. So who do I know?
Who do I know, but what do I know? Holes. Great movie.
It is a good movie.
You know who's in it? Dudes.
You know who was in it? Shia LaBeouf. Me. I fucked him before.
Wait, keep playing it? I've never seen this.
What is the, they're not gay and they're not straight. They like fucking ear holes. Who are they?
Okay, well, we were not far and I've never even seen this. I've never seen this. And the fact that we were riffing on Holes, the movie, and Holes, and
here
he goes,
go.
Man, fucking dude's ear holes.
A new name of hole fuckers. It's irrelevant, right?
Positive.
Not in your position, Cam Newton, bro.
Hole fuckers say, would be like, a great indie band.
You like, what do you like to do when you leave the office and go home and close the door and you're in your world? And it is important for certain people to know. For me, I have a agency, and the agency takes care of everything LGBTQIA+.
Why the fuck is Cam Newton dressed like that?
I'm proud of that. So we say pause, and there's a lot of gay fucking slurs going on, and it's fun, but these are my friends.
Yeah, but just so you understand, after speaking with a person who was a homosexual.
Who? Shug?
No.
Oh.
Shug Knight?
He's definitely a homo. I love Shug, though.
Yeah.
But the Gagency, shout out to Gagency. They know. They approve.
But saying words like pause, saying words like no homo, that...
I've never said no homo.
Yeah, but those, just to educate the viewer,
mm-hmm.
Those are all derogatory slurs.
I totally disagree. No homo is derogatory. Absolutely.
Okay.
Pause is fun, and every time I said pause, what did I say?
Shout out to the Gages.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's right, though.
Mm-hmm. That's extremely right, because not only am I having fun, I'm also respecting the gay community publicly, taking the risk of anybody saying, are you gay? Because I don't give a fuck, because I got gay friends. I got a lot of gay friends. I got a lot of trans friends.
Yeah, but are you, though?
No.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, when you say no, when I say no, I'm not gay, and when I say I have trans friends, but no, I'm not trans, I want to make it clear that there's nothing wrong with being that.
It is nothing wrong with that.
When somebody calls somebody gay, I take it personally because I have gay friends, because I'm saying, you're calling me gay. What are you saying? Yeah. You're saying gay isn't cool? Because that's how I'm taking it, because I have gay friends.
Well, take it this way.
No, you didn't call me gay.
Okay.
Some people say you gay ass nigga. I'm like, or anybody when they use the gay slur to somebody, as if like Suge is saying that me and Puffy are lovers. You heard that?
That shit.
Bro, you see that?
Yes.
Hold for sound. That's what she told me last night.
What?
Right when I said Suge,
she told me. I mean, she.
Shit, the storm came down. I'm telling you, bro, the demons are out, bro. This shit dark, bro. Like the demons are out tonight, bro.
The exact moment where Cam Newton right was now, like, no,
it's nothing angelic about us.
He got up. He's up.
We have brought the fucking darkness to this place.
What's happening?
The empty chairs.
We brought it. We brought the darkness, bro. We need.
What is he doing? Why is he moving
the cup? Is he clip farmer or is this real?
We brought the fucking darkness, bro. NEM, Toto. NEM, NEM, Toto. NEM, Toto. Go get in the shed. It's storming. Y'all saw The Wizard of Oz? Yeah. Love that movie.
I wish Stevie was still here so he could just be like, that's a gay man. Like, clock it.
Sure, look at me. I'm not gay. He's gay.
What is in that Kim Kardashian pussy that makes dudes end up like this?
I don't know. What is that? Lewis Hamilton's next.
I didn't know he was, he's off. Is he off the rocker or is he clip farming?
I think he's off the rocker.
Because he's talking like he was in the studio with Kanye a little bit.
I think it's a combo of both. I think he is clip farmed.
Yeah, because they brought him back and they're like, remember his reaction when you asked him that? Ask it again.
Yeah.
Or a producer's clip farming. He's like, you should do this. And Cam's like, all right.
Well, no, for sure they're doing it to rage on purpose. But I don't know, man. But it does seem clip farming. A little, right? I mean, this interview's probably went bananas because of all this shit. Mm-hmm. Keeps motherfuckers relevant, I guess. I don't know.
That's how we should interview Oliver Tree.
So,
you gay?
Please.
I'm just asking. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you like men? Have you ever slept with a man?
Or have you ever slept with a dog?
Bark, bark.
Rhymes with?
Cock, cock.
There you go. So, we just like to ask you, Oliver Tree, if that's your government name.
Yeah, you ever had a dog bark up that tree?
Yeah. You ever have a dog pee on that tree?
Hey, pee, nut butter.
Exactly. Now you can answer, Oliver. He's our next guest, guys, if you didn't know.
All right, you guys want to get into sock talk?
Dude, I would love nothing more.
All right, sock talk from Amy.
Sock talk.
She says, is it bad that I don't tip when I'm making a good to-go order? Example, ordering Applebee's and picking up the food and not leaving a tip.
I think it's a little fucked up.
If you're picking it up, I might do a lower tip, but you should give them a little something.
Lower tip. Because
they're still making your food.
Yeah, lower tip. But you should definitely tip. I'm talking about like 5, 10%. I think it's fine, but you shouldn't do zero.
Because the tip is for the waiter, right?
The tip is for the waiter, but at the same time, you are tipping the bar back.
Not, but no. The kitchen's not getting that food. Or that money, that tip.
Oh, I would actually like to know that. Maybe on to-go it is different. Maybe to-go the cooks are getting tipped out.
I don't know. Anytime there's a tip that's like too digital, I'm like, who getting this?
Yeah. But I do know the restaurants I worked at, you don't ever tip like the cooks. They don't get tip share. It's always like the hostess, isn't that far back.
Wow. So the tips on to-go orders generally go to the employee who assembled, packaged, and handed the food over.
Dude, so they make fucking... Because here's the thing. I would say half the orders...
To-go makes pretty good money.
I was going to say that the to-go order people probably make tons of money, but they probably don't because DoorDash and Uber Eats fuck them over because now we're tipping the DoorDash Uber Eats people and then... Because the only way they're getting tips... The only way that... Yeah, the only way that to go order people are getting tips is if we order to go and we go pick it up, right. Which that happens once a shift.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, because if you think about it, it's like it's two different, it's like there's two different middlemen. Yep. The restaurant sends their to go person who's front of the line for a tip.
Yep.
But then we send our person, the Dasher, the Postmater.
Yep.
So there's that conflict. Because I remember I had a friend. There's a place called Wood Ranch growing up, and they had like a separate room for to go. That's how booming they were.
Wow.
Separate entrance, separate room. And a girl worked there, and she's like, no, you want to be in to go because, like, there's bigger money in that or some shit. I forget what it was.
Yeah. But I mean,
it's less, you're getting tipped the same as getting inside, but you're just, hands off all day.
We also don't have to talk to, you don't have to interface with customers at all. None. You don't have to, it's not like you're like,
I mean, a little bit.
Well, a little bit, but I'm saying the difference between how much you have to interface with the customer if you're a server versus if you're a to-go person, like it's nothing.
The thought of picking up food and tipping is, I probably still the lowest option. You're still making food. You don't want to, them to fuck
around.
Right.
But,
there was a restaurant I really wanted the other day and it was on Postmates. I'm like, fuck yeah. Go to check out. It's like pickup only. I'm like, well, I guess I'm not getting it.
Oh, yeah. There's no way.
Me drive.
I'm not doing that at all. But what was I gonna say? Have you ever looked at the difference if you're trying to like order DoorDash or whatever to a restaurant or from a restaurant versus if you order pickup or delivery from the restaurant? Mm-mm. There's a massive difference in food price.
Much cheaper if you order through them?
Through their app. Like it's like they DoorDash does a full ass fucking markup.
Yeah, they gotta make money on it.
Isn't that wild? But they make a service fee plus the food workup. It's fucked.
So you don't have to leave an apartment yet.
Right.
But if you think about it as a driver.
We're getting double fucked.
But okay, think about it like this.
All right.
As a driver, because tips are like new within like the last like 3 years, it feels like, on Postmates and Uber Eats, right?
No, I think there's always tips, no?
Maybe it was less apparent.
Okay.
Like now it's like you order, it's like, what tip do you want to do? Yeah, like bum, bum. Like it's right there. So when I first started, if somebody's tipping $0, the driver's still making money off the food.
Yes.
And which is a percentage. And then DoorDash has to take their share of it.
Yes.
The restaurant has to take their share of it.
Yeah.
So the restaurant marks up what they get it for. And then DoorDash marks it up what they get it for.
Yeah.
And so it's like a three-way split between the driver, DoorDash, and the company.
God, I can't walk myself through all this. Yeah,
dude, I'll order like a breakfast sandwich and it's like $39.99. I'm like, the fuck?
Dude, I can't walk myself through all this because I get fucking angry.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, but what's, everyone is just sucking us dry. Just sucking us fucking dry.
Sounds
everywhere great. You go. Sounds good. Ray J. Everywhere you go.
Yeah, but I mean, the alternative is go to the store yourself.
I know.
Yeah, do it, man. I've been assistantless for like a month now, and I've been doing a lot of runs on my own. Dude, went to Target by myself in Northridge. New 3 minutes of material immediately. I'm not even fucking around, dude. Just the mundane shit I never want to do. That's where all the
I know.
You know, I'm sitting in my apartment. I'm sitting at home, being like, how the fuck do I'm? What's the funny? What's the creative? What's the walking around, I'm like, oh, that's interesting to have that. Boom, boom. Oh, that's interesting to have that. Boom, boom.
I know.
Make a video. Boom, boom.
I know. Well, dude, that's why I feel my creative juices are fucking running out because I'm in my fucking apartment getting everything brought to me like a fucking king. Cool, man. Way to be funny.
Got a sick bid on upcharge at DoorDash.
The hell's happening? The hell's happening? What is happening?
All right, secret sock. When I lost my virginity in college, I was so nervous that I couldn't feel anything.
Yep.
I proceeded to stick my dick in her and ask, am I in?
Yep.
Mm.
That's.
Dude,
I think that's pretty.
Having no feeling on your cock being that's, well, I guess it's like a very out of body experience.
Well, maybe it was so euphoric, you don't even know how to explain it. Like, you ever ask somebody what Molly feels like? They're like, it's just, I don't even know. It's the best thing ever.
Right. So just
or hate to play devil's advocate here.
Oh no, you're gonna do it.
She had a loose cooter.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a loose cooter. But also you can also
or you had a small dick.
That's what I was gonna say. You can also argue you had a small dick.
Or both.
And that's the worst combo.
Oh, I've been there.
I've been there too.
Oh yeah, I feel like I'm shifting gears.
Oh yeah, you're putting it in. You're like,
should we wake up my roommate?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, seriously, I gotta call Ray J to get in here. Two Ray J things in 9 seconds. We've all seen it. It's just
He was probably condied up.
Oh,
right.
When was the last time you put a condom on,
Jack?
Never.
Not ever in your whole life.
No, kidding. But like 2 years ago.
When was the last time you put a condom on?
Probably around that, maybe. Wow. Year and a half ago.
Yeah.
You know how like like tire shops put nails out front of
this is gonna be great.
I'm so excited.
Out front of their shop, so people come to their shop.
They don't do this.
Yes, they do.
Do you think?
Yes, they do, because if I own a tire shop, I would do the same thing.
But why would they put them out front of the tire shop?
Like, so they fuck their tire up. So
like on the
thing.
Road or like
on
in their
the
driveway?
No, on the road.
It's all their employees pulling flat tires.
Or like in the vicinity of their store.
They do be doing that. I swear to God they do.
Dink?
Yeah. Why is there always a tire shop 2 blocks away from when you fucked your tire up? Dude, we're all getting fucked, man. We're all getting fucked. Upcharge.
Dude, so they're in on potholes?
Gas. Dude, potholes also. Potholes also.
How do those even happen? You're telling me a circle of land is gone?
Well, because erosion.
And because it's smoking weed?
Correct. Pot.
I'm sure there's a very simple explanation about it, but like that also, how the fuck?
Also fix it.
But what I was saying was, do you think Big Condom is going to create a virus where... You have
virus.
To always wear a condom.
Correct. Dude, yes.
It's already out there.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll come up with a new one?
Yeah. They're going to call Wuhan to fucking mix one up. But yeah, I mean, dude, here's the thing, man. Like, yeah. I mean, if I'm a condom industry and you can fucking scare some chaos into people buying more condoms. Dude, do you know how fucking excited the condom people were when AIDS happened? Holy shit.
Mm.
You know, what if Big Condom, what if Trojan, that was our Trojan horse, AIDS.
Mm.
I'm serious. And what if Big Condom told Magic Johnson to tell everyone he had AIDS, maybe he didn't even have AIDS.
They should have, oh wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Should have made him the spokesperson for it.
Mm.
For condoms. Like, listen.
Right.
I have something. I wear a condom now.
Condom sales in the 80s surged dramatically, rising from $240 million in 1986 to $300 million in 1988.
It's the equivalent of like the mask epidemic. Like people wore masks pre-COVID, but very, very rarely. Now everyone, the government's like, put this on. We're like, all right. You ever go through an old jacket and like find a mask?
Yeah, I do. I found one like 2 days ago.
Dude, I hold it like I'm in like a movie and I just discovered a treasure map. I'm like, this was a time I once lived.
Dude, our kids are going to be like, how was COVID?
You know what's crazy?
And I'm going to just say stiff socks. Go ahead.
Think about 2017. How recent was that? Don't do any math. Just say.
I don't know. 12 years ago.
Really? It's 9 years ago. To blow your mind. But doesn't that feel like 3 years ago?
Dude. Oh, no. No. See, that's actually funny. 2017 feels like 26 years ago.
Really?
I don't like. Yeah. The feeling of my life in 2017 was so long ago. Like, think about the apartment that you were in. That feels like 25 years ago.
Okay.
If you start like, placing things like that, like, think about the car you had in 2017.
But, like, I was looking at my, like, Snapchat memories or some shit.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, you recorded this video in 2017. I was like, dude, I remember that video. And then I'm like, 2017. I was like, holy shit, that was 9 years ago.
I know. Dude, 2017, I was still gay.
You ever slept with a man? What even is a man? Man backwards is N-A-M.
Nam.
Namaste. I'm finding inner peace being in their peace. Cock.
Cock. And what's cock backwards? Woman.
Is cock backwards still cock?
What is that called? An N-N-N-gram?
You just had a stroke. That last 13 seconds is the only thing you ever need.
Palindrome.
Palindrome.
Cock backwards is cock. Boob backwards is boob. Pussy backwards is why soup? Why soup?
That's the noise I make when I come. Your soup, pip. Dude, if you said that in Japan, they'll just give you quesadillas.
Papusa. Papusas are so goddamn good. I'm so
I don't know what a papoose is. I think it was like a Jamaican sandwich.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
It's actually a one for one.
Shut your mouth. Is it papoose Jamaican?
No.
All right. Well, you're Jamaican me crazy.
All right.
Bring out the AK.
That's an episode.
Michael, what's an episode?
Michael,
I'm just having fun. Ladies and gents, that is a freaking podcast, man. We thank you guys for watching and listening and being part of the fucking squad. We love you guys. Come to Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blast on tour. And if you're feeling a little freaky and need a freaking extra episode, go to patreon.com/stiffsockspod. I love you.